Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, you know, we don't have a lot of time, but I want to just briefly, just to because we have the wisdom moment coming up, is understanding that there was a day when you think about Sodom and Gomorrah, and you read about Sodom and Gomorrah, people start thinking about the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah, and they automatically think of one sin. But the truth was, it was every sin that you can imagine taking place in that city. Only right. One particular sin jumps out at people, but the truth is, there was a lot of sin going on in that city. And the church today, most of the church, we get a tendency to act like we are like Abraham looking for a few righteous people in a city, trying to save a city. That's the whole approach, right. You know. But the truth is, we're not with Abraham trying to find a few righteous people to save a city. It's actually we're with Jesus in Chorazin trying to save a city. Actually, Jesus is with us and in us. In Chorazin, because now that he has gone to be with the Father, that he lives inside of us. And so it's that the hope for a city is for us, the church, to realize that we are the righteous people in the city. We're not looking for some two or three people to save this. And the mindset is like, hopefully there's a couple people here. It's like, no, if the church is there, you got to begin to teach the church and empower them to let them know Christ in you is the hope of glory for this city. And that we're having the mindset, well, I hope there's enough righteous people in the city to save it, is right in the context of the old covenant. But the new covenant is that Christ is inside every believer. So you got to begin to teach them that Christ in them is the hope of glory, that the kingdom of God is inside you as the believer. And everything that Jesus did, not only can you do, but greater things than this can you do because he's going to be with the Father. Yes, you know, Chorazin didn't respond to his ministry, but Jesus knew that he was the answer for them. The question is, do we know that Christ in us is the answer for our nation, that Christ in us is the answer for our city, that Christ in us is the answer for our family or our office place where we work at, that the power of God rests inside his building, inside of his temple, which you are. Know ye not that you are the temple, the building of God, that his awesomeness dwells inside of your spirit, and that we no longer need to look outside for people to be able to do what God can do. We need to look within and say, you know what, God, what have you called me to do in this generation? What have you called me to do in my church gathering? What have you called me to do in this city? And begin to empower the church, because in the kingdom of God, in leadership, you don't have positions of power. You have positions of empowerment. We're called to train God's people up to move in power and in spreading the good news of Jesus Christ and helping teach them how to preach repentance and they themselves repent and to be able to walk in the fullness of what God has called us to do. Listen, we got to stop acting like we are with Abraham looking for one or two or 20 or 30 righteous people to save a city. We got to realize that we're with Jesus in Chorazin. Actually, Jesus is in us. And we are the answer. When we rise up to the call on our lives, when we rise up and realize he said it'd be better for Sodom and Gomorrah than you, Chorazin, because they would have repented a long time ago. So Jesus, the fullness of Jesus was happening in Chorazin. But listen, if the whole city doesn't have a chance where you're at, if you act like you're with Abraham looking for a few righteous people, but if you move like Jesus moved, maybe Chorazin will say yes. Maybe your city will say yes. But you have to believe, you have to understand that Christ in you is the hope of glory. You have to understand when he's saying, listen, these things should not be in the temple. He's talking about these things should not be in you, not in some building. He's talking about these things should not be in you. He said, when blessings and cursings come out of the same mouth, he's saying, listen, stop having these things come out of your mouth and fill your heart with the right things. It's us he's talking about. The word of God applies to us, the body, the believers, the Christian. The man and the woman of God. And just think about that. Imagine if we'll stop thinking that we're with Abraham looking for a few people. I hope there's a few people around here that's going to help us save the city. Instead, rising up like a mighty man of God, a mighty woman of God, a soldier of God, to say, and you know what? That the same Jesus that was in others is in me. And I'm going to rise up and I'm going to believe by God's grace that we can do this thing in Christ. And I'm going to honor what God is doing in others. And if we'll come together and walk in agreement, then we would be, not only are we the righteous people, but the righteous army of God, to be able to accomplish the things of God, not only in our smaller regions, but literally in our nation, if we would rise up and realize it is us. It's us. It's those that call upon the name of the Lord, that say that they've made Jesus the Lord of their life, and they truly have. We need to be discipled. That's our boot camp. We need to be trained up and get rightly related, united with the full body of Christ, realizing that the answer to this generation is Christ, Jesus Christ, but it's Christ in you, the hope of glory.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.